Give Me More, written by Little Mouselet, read by the one called Eli. Everybody thinks in extremes when they masturbate. It's just not as good as having sex with an actual other person. So you go to the most taboo, the most unlikely. That's totally normal. Brendan's pretty sure about that anyway. So if where he goes in his head at night isn't always somewhere he wants to be in the cold light of day, well, whatever. It could be way worse. It could be kids, or farm animals, or his parents, for fuck's sake. His thing is totally harmless, and he's done it plenty long enough that it doesn't stop him from looking people in the eye the way it used to. Tonight, he's got time. Tonight, he can have a full cast, a Broadway musical's worth of players in his bedroom drama, if he wants. It's just a question of who should start. Maybe he's in a club. He's dancing, and he feels anonymous, but he knows he's not. There's someone in the crowd that knows who he is, that wants him, and they drug him. No, okay, better. Maybe someone he knows is there. Someone hot and random. Gabe's supporter, maybe. So Gabe is in the club, and he catches the guy drugging Brendan. But it's just a little too late. Brendan's already down the shot, or whatever. So Gabe gets Brendan out of the club, and to somewhere with a bed. Somewhere anonymous. A hotel. Because Brendan likes the idea that they all leave him there afterward, dripping with their cum. Well, but that's getting ahead of himself. So Gabe takes him somewhere. A hotel room. And by that time, it's clear something's wrong. But Gabe doesn't call a doctor, because he's seen this before. He knows what it is. Oh, Brendan, he says. And he's so comforting. So sweet. Brushing the hair off Brendan's sweaty forehead. Just that small touch makes Brendan keen, broken. So hard it hurts. Brendan, I know what you mean. And he's already stripping while he's typing out a mass text, inviting all their friends to come and help. Brendan's band, Pete, maybe the Academy Boys, Shane, Zach, Ryan, and John. Gabe closes the phone and starts pulling Brendan's clothes off. And Brendan's sweating, half incoherent, moaning and begging. And it's so embarrassing, but he can't help it. Can't do anything but lean towards Gabe's hands whenever they brush his damp skin. Gabe pushes him back down on the hip-high bed when he's naked. Pulls him until his ass is on the edge. It'll be easier this way, Gabe says, and brushes a kiss over his mouth. Brendan convulses into the touch, desperate. Feels like he's dying. Please, he says. Please, please. And the words run together in his mouth. Okay, Gabe says. Okay. Shh. He pushes Brendan's legs apart and slides between them. Pushes his slicked cock right in. Brendan opening for him. Desperate for him. It's so good, and it's not enough. He needs more. Needs Gabe to fuck him viciously. Pound into him. Gabe's starting to thrust. Starting to give Brendan what he needs, when the door opens and men start pouring in. His vision is blurry, but he'd recognize these guys anywhere. All the guys Gabe contacted. He needs it, Gabe says, and they crowd around, stripping and watching. Brendan can feel their eyes on him, but he can't see them, blurred into a faceless crowd. Brendan can't even buck into Gabe's thrusts anymore, too weak. He just lies there and takes it. Only Gabe's hands pressing fingertip bruises into his hips, keeping him from sliding up the cheap hotel comforter. He can't even focus on how good it is, past the desperation. The frantic thrum in his veins for more, more, more. And then Gabe's coming, slumping onto Brendan's chest, and Brendan's keening for someone else, anyone. Hey, Pete says, sliding into place. Pushing in and lifting Brendan's legs up around his shoulders. It's okay, Brendan. We're here for you. He's big, stretching Brendan's hole. And Brendan needs that right now, to be sore and aching. Pete's quick, too, all rabbiting hips, rocking on the balls of his feet. Brendan feels like this is working, the cum in his ass bringing him down from the drug a little, so that he can feel this, want this, and not just me. Pete's done fast, panting and sweating, and the Academy guys follow, one after the other, blending into each other. He remembers William's eyes boring into his, the butcher's punishing grip on his ass, Chislet petting his chest, but the rest is a blur of need and not enough. Zack kisses Brendan's forehead before he starts, and it's so wrong and so good when he pushes in, cock slicked by a half dozen other men's cum. There's so much of it that's pushed out of Brendan on Zack's every stroke, and Zack gathers it with his fingers and pushes it gently into Brendan's mouth. Brendan licks it up greedily, wanting more, but none of them come near his mouth. None of them will let him suck them. He runs his tongue over his lips when it's gone, searching out the taste, and Zack leans forward and kisses him gently as he finishes and pulls out. "We got you," he says, and Brendan pants into his mouth, wanting more. Shane's next, his familiar body settling in between Brendan's thighs. He's the first to touch Brendan's cock, and Brendan whines at the feeling, fucked and stroked, pushing into Shane's hand and back onto the cock that's splitting him. "You need it so much," Shane says, loud enough for all of them to hear, and Brendan has to nod, has to let them see him agree. He's gotten some muscle control back, the cum helping to cure him of the effects of the drug, and he clutches at the comforter, biceps tight. "Your ass is so tight," Shane says. "Even after all that fucking, it's so good on my cock. Such a good fuck, Bren." Brendan moans, and they all hear him, moaning like that, wanting. He's not even that sick anymore, but he doesn't want them to stop. Wants to be fucked by them all again, pumped full of their cum until it's gushing out of him, and they can all see that. See what a slut he is. Shane comes, kisses Brendan, and slides away, and then Ian's in front of him, grinning. "Been wanting this for a while," he says. "You're always waving your ass around like you want it. Guess you really do." "Yes," Brendan can't say. "Yes, he always wants it. Always wants to be on his back or his knees, taking as much cock as he can get." He's whining again, the "please, please, please," barely audible, and Ian fucks him hard, hips slamming into Brendan's until he thinks he'll be bruised tomorrow, marked by Ian's hip bones, Gabe's fingers, the butcher's grip. He wants more, wants each of them to leave their marks on his skin along with their cum in his ass. Dallin replaces Ian, silent and watching Brendan's face, not letting him look away. Brendan feels splayed open to him, not just his thighs, but his want, his shameful desires. He pants brokenly, wanting it so much and wanting Dallin to see how much he wants it. The powerful fucking and the knowing gaze. "Please," Brendan says again, and Dallin half smiles, eyes narrowed, pushes into him again, and comes. John shoves into Brendan almost brutally, punishing him. Being exposed like this in front of John after everything, owing him for this, for his help, for his cock, it's humiliating. Brendan can feel himself blushing, his stomach turning, but he wants it. Wants John to judge him like this. Wants John to wonder if Brendan's reckless desires were what broke them all up. Wants John to use him and leave, to feel like a whole John's just fucking because he's here. John watches Brendan, but his expression is blank and cold, and after he comes, he walks out of the hotel room and leaves the door open. Ryan is next, and he's kinder than John, smiles at Brendan. They have a lot of history, and when Ryan pushes in, it's just right, angled to make Brendan feel it. He's a stretch, of course, and Brendan's sore and aching, but it's right, being pushed to his limits this way. Ryan's an intensely physical presence, pushing Brendan's legs back and getting close to him, hair falling in Brendan's face. "Missed this," he says. "Your ass is always so good around my cock. You want it so much. Such a whore for me." And Brendan's saying, "Yes, yes, yes. That's what he is." "I know," Ryan says, and and strokes a thumb over Brendan's lips. We all know Brendan. And they do. They all know. Watching him take Ryan's cock and love it. Want it. Need it. Hang on, Spencer says behind him. And Ryan moves away for a second, lets Spencer thrust in. He pulls out immediately, cock dripping with cum, Shane's and John's and Zach's and everyone's. And then he's crawling up over Brendan, putting a pillow under his head. Suck me, he says. And Brendan leans in to lick the dripping length of him as Ryan pushes back into his ass. Spencer's staring at him, and he's just as fucking turned on as Brendan is. Just as desperate. Brendan can see it in his face, feel it in the way he grips Brendan's hair and pull him in closer. The cum on his cock is his gift to Brendan, letting Brendan taste his own desperation, taste what a whore he is, stuffed full of 10 men's cum and still wanting more. He moans around Spencer's cock, sucks every drop off of him, and goes back just for the taste of Spencer, hard. Ryan's still pounding his ass, and it's fucking amazing. He's desperate for it, but he wants this more. Spencer deep in his throat and pulling him in so he can't move, has to swallow around it until Spencer lets him up. Ryan's stroking him now, or someone is, and he cuts his eyes to the side to see that all the men left in the room are hard again, jerking themselves off, carefully arranged in a circle around him. Oh, God, he says, gasping in front of Spencer's cock. And then Spencer pushes him back down, making him suck until his nose is buried in Spencer's pubic hair, cock head in his throat. The first splash of cum hits his thigh where Ryan's holding it up, drips down towards his ass, and the next catches him on the chest, one spurt directly across his nipple. Two catch his belly, and one lands on his face, up and down his temple. Cheek. Spencer collects it with a finger and smears it on his cock for Brendan to lift back up. The next three all follow, covering his forehead, his cheeks, his lips, some getting on Spencer's cock where it's easy for him to lap it up. So good, Brendan, Spencer says, and feeds him more, pushes into his throat again. Such a good whore, sweetheart. Brendan keens around the cock in his mouth, clenches around the one in his ass, and comes, finally, feeling Spencer shoot into his mouth and Ryan into his ass. Brendan collapses back onto the cushions, shakes himself out of the fantasy, wiping his belly and his hand with a wad of tissues. That fantasy never gets old for him, no matter how many times he indulges. And he lets himself drift back over the images without too much post-orgasmic guilt. Someday, he thinks, maybe I'll tell someone. And maybe. Maybe. But that's as far as he lets himself think about it before he rolls over and falls into a deep, saving sleep. The end.